Personal Finance Edition. I'm Rashmi and I'm joined by my co-host, as always, Olivia.
Today, we're going to talk about investing in the transportation sector.
So the transportation sector consists of all companies involved in the service of moving people and goods, plus transportation infrastructure.
It's a subgroup of the industrial sector and it includes things like air freight, airlines, marine, road, rail, etc.
And these are highly sensitive to fluctuations in company earnings and prices of services.
Because all of the costs and demand, geopolitical events, government regulation, it all has a really heavy influence on this industry. I mean, even if we just think about costs alone, the two major costs for this industry are labor and fuel, which change a lot, are fluctuating all the time. And that has a huge impact because transportation runs on people and fuel.
Yeah, for sure. And that kind of goes into fuel, which like the oil and energy, because if we're thinking about the cars that we use, always need oil for that. And maybe if you think about the electric cars, we need more energy per se. And so those are definitely also key factors in this industry. Although they may not fall under that industry specifically, like the oil industry and the energy industry and the transportation industry have a huge correlation with each other.
Yeah, but if you're looking to avoid one certain industry that relies too much on oil, you can invest in specific companies, but also in mutual funds or ETFs. What's actually interesting is that the Dow Jones Transportation Index consists of 20 transportation stocks traded in the US, and it's the oldest US stock index from 1884, actually founded by Charles Dow, a co-founder of Dow Jones and Company.
Yeah, it has 9 railroad companies as well as airlines, trucking, marine transportation, delivery services, and logistics companies.
And these are names that you're going to recognize. I mean, think Alaska Air Group, Delta, FedEx, JetBlue, Southwest, Union Pacific, UPS, Kirby, and more.
And the S&P Transportation Select Index is also a very good benchmark, but it's definitely new compared to the 1884 because this is from 2006.
Yeah, and then there are also really strong individual stocks like the United Parcel Services, which is what UPS stands for, Union Pacific, which is the railroad, and then also Kirby, which is a tank barge operator. These are all really strong individual stocks because, I mean, just think about it, like UPS is not something you'd expect to collapse in the near future. Same thing goes from like the Union Pacific Railroad, which has existed for so long.
But in the same sense, there's also a lot of negative things that can happen with this sector. I mean, if you see, like she said, the thing that makes this industry running is the people and the fuel. When you don't have the people, the industry drops. And if we think about the COVID-19 pandemic, where people were not going outside, it had a lot of effect on it, and it still does now. For example, the airline revenue declined by 70% or even more than that in 2020.
Yeah, so when it comes to the transportation industry, it's important to consider whether or not people are going to continue using the type of transportation that you're considering investing in. So let's say that you're considering investing in trains. Well, obviously, trains are a lesser used form of transportation, unless if you're thinking about it more in the transportation of goods. Because when we say transportation sector, we're not just talking about transporting people, but also goods.
Yeah, and some other things to consider are the fixed and operating costs of these companies. And the best companies should have these fixed costs under control.
And that especially matters for the transportation industry because fixed costs can be really high. So having those costs under control is essential to having a stable growth for that company in the future.
And debt is also a major factor to consider. And it's because they often have to borrow a lot of money for equipment. So make sure you look for a well-managed long-term debt.
Furthermore, competitive strength is essential, especially when we think about something like airlines. There are so many airlines that exist that it's essential for the airline that you choose to invest in to be one that can compete against other airlines as well.
But you can also think about the manufacturing of things. For example, airplane manufacturing, which only has Airbus and Boeing.
Yeah, these are the only two major manufacturers of large airplane or aircrafts, which forms a duopoly in this industry. They share almost exclusive control over worldwide airplane supply business.
They supply essential components, systems, materials for building aircrafts, like landing gear, propulsion systems, and so much more.
So Boeing has its 7 Series and Airbus has its A Series, and together they also have a significant market share in the military aircraft supply.
And the industry is valued at over $400 billion. The global market's estimated value was more than $400 billion in 2023, and it's expected to grow more than $500 billion by 2029.
Me personally, I would definitely be considering investing in either Boeing or Airbus because there's only two of them. These two will always be successful in the future because that's all there is for this industry, essentially.
Yeah, and I think we kind of talked about this in a past episode about the competitiveness and the barriers to enter an industry. And this definitely has high barriers. I mean, if there's only two companies that are dominating the market, it'll be really hard for other companies to come in. And I think this also even applies to just like energy and a lot of things that are highly reliant on one major thing.
Yeah, although it is important to consider that Boeing has been facing challenges, especially related to the safety of its aircrafts. I mean, let's think about the door detaching mid-flight, in-flight control issues, which has affected its reputation and financial stability. But honestly, I would think of this as a propeller to invest in Boeing, because right now their stocks are down because their reputation has been hurt a little bit. They're a little unstable financially right now. But Boeing does have a history of bouncing back from struggle, which explains why it's still one of the only two competitors in that industry, which is why it is valuable to consider investing in it now.
Yeah, I think when you see a company kind of falling down, you'll eventually see a growth in it, and that's always a good time to invest in it.
Yeah, of course. Well, that's all for today's episode on the transportation sector. Thanks for tuning in. This is Olivia and Ashley Cashinoff.